This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome to Open for Business this morning. My name is Rich Bradbury. It's an age-old problem. People can't get jobs because they don't have work experience. What do they do? Where do they go? How do they get work experience if nobody wants to employ them? To help answer this question, I've got somebody in the studio with me. It is Eslan Mohsen-Lockman. He is the CEO and founder of Jobtivity. They've also spun off to work on something called WorkX. It's a Malaysian work-based online learning program, the first of its kind to provide real-world working experience to its learners. Doing away with the theory-based and academia-driven syllabi, WorkX onboards their trainees into a simulated company and coaches them through modules of popular work tasks to build a work portfolio for their job-seeking journey, all from the convenience of their homes and at their own pace. Welcome to the show, Eslan.
Hi. Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So I kind of set it up there as it being the age-old problem, you know?
Yeah.
I've spoken to people many, many times. I can't get a job because I don't have the experience. Tell me where the initial idea of WorkX came from then.
Okay. Again, thanks, Rich, for having me. I think there's two parts to where the idea came about. The first one is identifying what's the actual problem. Mm. Because as you mentioned, it's an old age problem. A lot of people have opinion about it. Yeah. A lot of people have been impacted by it.
Yeah.
But I think the fundamental problem, the first part that we realise, the two parts to it. First is identifying what's the real reason, and second is what's the solution to it. So I'll go to the first part. Mm. The first part is we realise that the fundamental problem with this whole issue about graduate employability especially is that graduates are just not ready to be entry-level executive. I mean, there's a lot of smokescreen and other reasonings behind it, right? Some people say, oh, there's mismatch of data. There's a lot of jobs out there, a lot of graduates. We just don't match them correctly. Some people say that, oh, the employees are too picky. They want work experience, but it's fresh grad. Some people say that the graduates don't have the character or the personality to work.
Right.
But fundamentally, what we notice is that it's because they're just not ready to be fresh level executive generally. And we noticed this the hard way because we didn't start with WorkX. We started with a matching platform, per se, because at that time, everyone wants to talk about matching and AI and algo and things like that. So we started with a job seeker app, which is social job seeker app, where job seekers have more than their resume. So they have their resume, they post about activities that they want to do. That's why we get the name Jobtivity. It's called Job Activity. So they post about whether they listen to BFM so that we know they like to learn about stuff or they watch certain documentary and things like that. And then they have more data points of who they are. And then we match it better to employers.
Okay.
What we notice then is, regardless of how much data points or how much matching we do, whether we don't give employers a bunch of resumes, we select for them, at the end of the day, we still get the same complaints.
Uh-huh.
The employer says that this candidate is just not ready. And then we have candidates that come to us and say, I have these four pointers, I do a lot of the extracurricular stuff, I still cannot get a job. So that's when we realize that maybe we just accept the fact that some of these graduates are just not ready to work. So that's the first part. So once we notice that, we realize, okay, we're going to work on that problem.
Mm.
How we come about. So of course, it's not a solution that...
This isn't something you solve overnight, is it?
Correct, exactly. And we're not going to have hubris and say that, you know, we're going to solve this, we're the best. But then I started looking around. So the first thing I did is I was looking at people that we hire. Because Jobtivity is a small company.
Yeah.
Of course, we have to fight for talent. Sometimes we cannot just go for the usual criteria of four pointers and yada yada. We have to look at people that we think can do the work. And also look through LinkedIn to look at all my high-flying friends and see what they've been doing. One thing I notice is what they are doing at work, whether it's my high-flying friends or my staff, are most probably not the same with what they've learned. It might be in the same industry, but when I talk to them, they'll be like, oh, I've not used any of the things I use in university. Mm. Most of the things I've learned are in the first year of working.
Mm.
So that's when I realized, like, okay, if the problem is graduates are not ready to work, although they've learned 3-4 years with four pointers, maybe we have to find a way to get them to do the things that they're expected to do at work before they even get to work. That's why we come up with WorkEx. The WorkEx is basically a wordplay of work experience. Mm-hmm. So we want to teach them work experience. So as much as possible, we want to replicate the situation where they get to work and they have to do the work. Mm-hmm. And the core of that is teaching them how to do the work tasks within the context of a company or a project, instead of teaching them theories and concepts that they've learned for the last 17 years of their life.
Right.
So that's how we came about the problem statement, and that's how we came up with our solution to it.
Okay. So a couple of things that raises. For me, in my final project at university, that was the problem that was given to us. It was like, create a product, market your product, develop your product, deliver it, do all of those things. Is that not something that happens in local universities here, though?
Yeah, correct. So there's a few challenges with that. One, most of it are work in a group work. So right. The problem with group work is, best case scenario, different people will do different things. So
and there's always that one person who doesn't do anything.
The worst case scenario, which is usually the most case scenario,
yes.
is that only one person do everything and the rest either just present one. That's the difference number one. Difference number two is building that case and actually having that output of a work task, because it's different. I mean, in that group case, you don't have to respond to an angry client that sent you an angry email, mm-hmm. which most probably as a junior exec, you have to respond. Your boss will say, this client is angry, can you respond to him? None of that group work will make you respond to an angry email. Mm. So there is something about the actual work task. We want to break down the whole concept of work experience to what really matters, which is, so at the end of the day, what's work experience, right? It's not that if, let's say, I hire you because you have work experience, does not mean that you are good at the work you do. Of course, that's bonus. It means that you have done it. Mm. So that's what we're trying to solve. It's the same with WorkEx. We want you to be able to say that I have responded to an angry email client. I have used Excel to build a project timeline. I have had an elevator pitch with my CEO.
Right.
So that is the fundamental concept of WorkEx.
And in the idea of Arcadia Inc., which is the company that these employees, is that the right phrase you would use?
We still call them trainees. We don't want to
overstate. Trainees, okay. Would you, in that context, would you be the CEO then?
No. So when they come in, so for context, Arcadia Inc. and Aria Tablet is the generic pro company and project that anyone comes in.
Right.
We have clients that come in and say that I want it to be my company with my project.
Got
but
it.
In general, they'll go through Arcadia.
Got it.
So when they come in, they will get onboarded as a staff of Arcadia Inc., which means that we will tell them there is an MD, a generic name. There is the lead of finance, lead of this, lead of that. This is the nature of business. And surprisingly, so I always thought that my ultimate worry when we crafted WorkEx was it's too easy. Mm-hmm. Some people will say that I can learn this in my sleep, which means it doesn't serve the point. We had a completely different problem right now because a lot of people say it's tough.
Right.
The training say it's tough. They didn't expect it to be as tough. And the main reason they say it's tough is the context. So context meaning that they might have learned how to do a PowerPoint. But to do a PowerPoint within the context of Arcadia Inc. with a certain timeline, with a certain business nature and certain object, that's the part that is struggle. So that's when we realize this context is very, very important, because that's something that they might not learn in the academia years, right?
Yeah.
Where they have to like, oh, so for example, they do a beautiful pitch timeline on, we do pitch on the project timeline, and somehow it's 2 years. When in the project context already said it's 1 year. And they say like, oh, but my PowerPoint's already nice, its timeline is already nice. But at the end of the day, if you work in a real company, if the project is within 1 year, you need to sort it out within 1 year. Those are the little things that people complain about. Then after we explain to them, then they realize, oh, that's why I'm not ready for work.
Right. So, I mean, something else that I was thinking about as well is when you are employed, for example, when you are employed in a real company, and let's say you've done a PowerPoint or you've pitched a project and it goes well, they might pick up on your project, they might agree with how things have gone. Right. But if you pitch something bad in a real company, there's a consequence. You know, you might get shouted at by your boss, you might get demoted. In the terms of WorkEx, that kind of element of consequence. I feel it on. It feels a little bit less. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't lose. You're not necessarily potentially losing your job. How is that kind of addressed in something?
So
like this?
I think that's a very important point. That's something that the team debates about. But for now, our main ultimate focus that we want to get is they are willing to give idea in the most context way. So we won't punish them that you will be benched out of this simulated company, because for us, you learning how to give that idea is already a step ahead. Because when we talk to companies, they'll be saying that none of these people give me ideas.
Mm, mm.
But what we tell them off, not tell them off, sorry, that sounds very, very like an angry boss. But no, when we comment to them, we give personalized coaching every time they submit. We will tell them that your idea is not within context.
Uh-huh.
Then they will learn. So first they will learn like, okay, I need to speak out my idea. And then we teach them, how do I structure my idea? And then once they give the idea, and then we tell them, actually, your idea is out of context from Arcadia Inc. Then they will start thinking, okay. Then we teach them in your future work, try to think of it as a context. But the main point is, how do you even start giving an idea?
Right. Okay. That's clarified things. Let's take a short break here.
Sure.
I'm speaking with Eslan Mohsen Lokman. He is the CEO, founder of Jobtivity and WorkX.
Yeah.
They are a Malaysian work-based online learning program, the first of its kind to provide real-world working experience to their learners, doing away with theory-based and academia-driven syllabi. They onboard their trainees into a simulated company and coach them through modules of popular work tasks to build a work portfolio for their job-seeking journey, all from the convenience of their homes and at their own pace. If you've got any questions, get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We're on Twitter, of course, at BFM Radio. I'm going to take a short break here on Open for Business. We'll be right back after these messages on BFM 89.9.
Big Friendly Matcha. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Welcome to Open for Business this morning. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with Eslan Lokman, the CEO and founder of Jobtivity and WorkX. If you're only just tuning in, they're a Malaysian work-based online learning program, the first of its kind to provide real-world working experiences to its learners. So explain to me then, Eslan, when people find you guys online or wherever they find you, talk me through the process of how they kind of onboard and what kind of the fees that there are and the kind of, you know, options that are available to them.
All right. Okay. Cool. So we have both the corporate clients. So let's talk about corporate clients. We engage them, they onboard their trainees, and then it follows the same journey. Let's say you're anyone out there who's looking for a job and who needs that edge to show people that you have work experience. So what happened if you find a program, you choose a program.
Mm.
So all our program is basically the same thing. Mm. Is you'll be onboarded to a company. You will go through a linear journey from planning your work to project planning to doing some functional stuff before reporting. But then there are various type of programs depending on the length on the program. Some people just want to do 8 work tasks, which is our shortest program. Some people want to do a full Monty, which is 60 work tasks, which take longer, of course. So you'll come in, and then once you enroll, i.e. you paid and you enroll, you will be onboarded. So we give you an idea about what the company that you are working with, and then we give you an idea of the project that you're working with, and then we will start learning the program. So learning the program, I'm not going to try and make it as fancy as it is. Basically, it's like any other courses out there. There's a video. We make the video very short as possible. And then we give you a context before you start learning any videos. That where you are, for example, you are right now on your first day at work, you're going to have an opening session with your superior. And then by the end of the session, you will have to present to him or her your work plan.
Okay.
So they'll come in. They know that there are a few tasks before that. So first, they need to list down a list of work tasks that they have, which seems simple, but a lot of people cannot do.
Mm.
And then they have to put the work tasks into a 3 months timeline. And then after that, they have to present, show that timeline and record themselves presenting that timeline and then submit it to us. Then they'll watch a video by the experts, by our trainers, which will teach them how to do the work. So there's a bit of concept there, but then most of it is about tutorial. So there will be the trainers actually showing them how to do a certain thing, how to present, how to have that sales call and things like that. And then you will have then some quizzes, but the side quizzes, the quizzes are actually our side dishes. We don't, you still have to pass it to refresh your memory, but we won't judge you based on that. And then the main crux happen, which is you will have to do the work. Mm. Doing the work means that if it's budgeting, you have to actually craft from scratch a project budget, an annual project budget. Or if it's presenting an internal pitch, after you storyboard it, you have to actually show your PowerPoint with your face in there and present and submit to us. If it's replying an email to angry client, you have to actually craft an email and reply and send to us. So you do that work, and then we will give you a personalized review within 24 hours, which means that it's not like automated bot. We just cross-check a few things. We actually will tell them, will tell you what you have to improve on, what are the bonus points that you must improve on, and what you must improve before you proceed. Only after you pass that work task, then you proceed to the next journey. So that's the whole linear journey. So you'll come in from planning your work, doing your desktop research, and then doing your data analysis. And then you do a bunch of modules on project planning, from budgeting, from doing a timeline to pitching the idea. And then functionals, there's two modules on sales/persuasion. And then there's two modules on customer/stakeholder management, digital marketing, automation, and then there's the reporting part. After all of that, then we have a completion call with you to check whether you plagiarize any of the work, to see whether the work tasks that you submitted, whether you have any idea how you did it or you just basically copy-pasted it. After all of that, then you will get the certificate, which I understand the entire world thinks is important, but for us, what's most important is the portfolio. Mm. Because the portfolio basically will consist of the work tasks that you have done. The idea is, after the program, when you apply for a job, instead, of course, you give them your resume, your 4-pointer CGPA, your subjects, but you can also tell the employers that this is the work that I have done. This is the work that you most probably will ask me to do as a junior executive, and this is the work that I have done. Mm. So that's WorkX portfolio.
Right. In that way, kind of proving that they do, in fact, have work experience. If there's a company that kind of, and this is something I asked you off air, are there companies out there who might see this as kind of, I don't know, almost like a shortcut? Do you see what I mean by that? Almost like paying to have work experience.
I understand that. That is why we don't go out there and say that these people have work already. And we don't tell them that they have work.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what does employers want? Because we talked to them when we had our first iteration of product. They want to be able to know whether this candidate can do the work or not.
Is capable
of doing the work. And in that portfolio, we already contextualize it, that is Arcadia Inc., a simulated company and whatnot. And then it's up to employers. But now the employers have an option to not only see whether you have a 4.0 or 3.9, 3.95, whatever it is, or the subjects, but they can see how you actually present. Mm. If they don't like how you present, you can be presenting for a simulated company or you can be presenting for a real company, but it's you presenting. Mm. So then it gives the employers an option to see, this is how you present.
Right.
If I don't like it, I don't like it. If I like it, that's how you present anyway.
And have there been companies who have called you and said, is this one of your previous students? Can you kind of clarify the work that they've done?
Yeah. So right now we have about 30 plus employment partners. So Selangor Youth, among others, Selangor Youth, Q Homes. So what they do is they ask us if they have openings, they let us know. And then we send candidates to them. But then it's up to them whether they hire or not. There are a few companies that call us and say that, so this WorkX, that means these trainees have actually done this work. It's like, yes. And we make it very clear because our plagiarism check is very intense. In fact, one of our clients actually asked whether we can reduce the plagiarism because it's already in their stuff, because it gets quite annoying for them having to redo it again. But for us, it's very important that your portfolio shows your work.
Right.
So every time they submit, we will have a plagiarism check. We use an external software to check it, point one. Point two is, at the end of the program, we'll have an hour call where we ask them, how exactly do you do this? I got this idea from one of the startups, my friend Next Academy, because I was learning coding bootcamp there. Because they asked us to do a project, which I think is the most important part of that bootcamp. Because if I can build something, that means I can code. Doesn't matter what's my grade, right? And I was like, but I can ask someone else to build it. And then we have a final call where the person asked me, how exactly do you do this line of code? I'm like, yeah, if I didn't do it, I have no idea. So we did the same thing. So we asked them, why exactly do you do the PowerPoint this way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Interesting. And what's the kind of enrollment rate been like recently?
So right now, so we properly launched, we got the idea early 2011. We properly launched in May, June last year. So we have about 400 trainees right now, 400 plus trainees. So they come from public listed company who wants to send, there's one public listed company who sent 100 of their young executives between one to, we asked for five, but they said 1 to 10 years work experience because they feel like this group can benefit from it.
Right.
The reason for that is because there are companies who think that, okay, this candidate might be a very good accountant, but I want this accountant to know that the different parts of the business because they might be a leader.
Right,
so they might
need
to know about the product, the project planning and things like that. So we have about 100 from there. And then we also have companies like government agencies where we train per case, so it's apprentice. So this is for them to see who can be absorbed. We also partner with Uni Razak where we train about 100 plus of their students who are studying but will graduate soon. And then the balance are from these 20 plus SMEs who basically they come in and they just want to train like 1-2 executives. So those are the B2B side. For the B2B side, B2C side, we're just working on it. Right now, we are still at the product market fit. We won't say that we've gotten that. We are really refining our product market fit. But we broke our B2C earlier this month. So there are a few types of people who join. So there are people who basically they know they are good, but they just need a way to show that they are good.
Right.
Like they come from top universities, they've done some work, they've helped their family business, but they have no way to show that my PowerPoint, if they just build a PowerPoint, the employers can say you're lying. But so they went through us so that they can have some sort of validity to that portfolio. And then interestingly, a big chunk of the B2C that paid are those on probation. Because before they started working, they might think it's not important. They might think, yeah, obviously. They think,
and then they've been thrown in the deep end.
And then they start working, and then they realize, oh my God, I'm not ready. Mm. And then when they're nearing to that confirmation, when their probation period is going to end, that's when they realize, I need something to show. Mm. So a big chunk of their probation. But of course, we also have some of these eager beavers who are still studying, finishing, and then they just want to start learning.
Final question for you, just before I let you go then. The people that are helping to teach this course or assess this course, where did you find those from? Because, I mean, if you're talking about bringing in top-tier students and from, you know, top universities or whatever, and top businesses, I'd imagine the people that are the trainers and the assessors need to be, you know, of a high level too.
So everything is local, in short. So we crafted the program. I think in terms of the program concept, program outline is this. But the trainers are local trainers. But we make it a point that they must have two criteria. It's not just they can impart knowledge. Because that one, I think every course is out there. They have lecturers who can impart knowledge.
Yeah.
But we also want people, the second criteria is more important, which is they have done actual work. So it's not, they have not been academia all their life. So we have about 12 trainers building these 80 modules. For example, like our financial modules is by Encik Zakaria, who, yes, has imparted knowledge, have done a lot of lectures, but also have had 15 years as an ACCA member doing accounting stuff. So those are that. And then they craft the assessment. Assessment rubric, and then our internal team is the one that process the rubrics, but then with their advisory. So sometimes we check with them whether this is okay, this is not okay. But at the end of the day, it's not the we don't look at it as assessment per se. Of course, we have to assess them, but at the end of the day, a lot of these things are subjective. There is no right way to do a PowerPoint to pitch a project. But there are certain guidelines. For example, you need to make sure your fonts are of consistent. There's no more than 3 font size or types within the that kind of thing.
No comic
sans. The storyline has to be clear.
Yeah.
You need to start with the ask for this. Those are the things. Mm. We don't really judge them for what exactly the sentence we do because first, there's a lot of ways to do it. Second, when they go to different companies, there's a lot. But the certain things that we teach them, they can apply even whatever companies they're in.
Okay. Great. Eslam, that was really, really interesting. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Rich. Thank you for your time.
If folks want to find out more information, where's the best place for them to go?
They can go to our website, our dish page, my.workex.com/BFM, specifically for this.
Oh, so nice. Right. Folks, if you're only just tuning in, I've been speaking with Eslam Mohsen Lokman. He's the CEO and founder of Jobtivity and WorkX. They're a Malaysian work-based online learning program. It's first of its kind to provide real-world working experience to their learners, doing away with theory-based and academia-driven syllabi. They onboard their trainees into a simulator company and coach them through modules of popular work tasks to build a portfolio for their job-seeking journey, all from the convenience of their homes and at their own pace. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcast wherever you normally get it from. I recommend the BFM app. It's available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. For Open for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9, I'm Rich Bradbury.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.